your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hope you're having a great work week. It's wrapping up, so hang on in there. The weekend is ahead. What are we talking about today? Our guest, Michael Jimenez of San Antonio Sports Stars Halftime, brought up a good discussion point recently, and I'm basically just stealing it from him to talk about this today on Locked On Spurs. The question is, should the Spurs be already aiming and starting to break ground on a new arena now amid the whole hullabaloo about the Spurs and Austin and games away from the AT&T Center, them looking for money, you know, keeping the Spurs in San Antonio, all that good stuff? I think it's a very, very good question. Michael, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. Glad to have you back. Man, you just that was a damn good idea, man.
Well, I hope so. You know, I just want the city of San Antonio and Bexar County to be proactive about keeping the Spurs, because the more I think about it, the Spurs really need something big. We need a big overture towards them.
Right.
To convince them right. to stay. And I know they're saying, we're not going anywhere, Spurs aren't going anywhere, don't worry. But I'm still worried, because yeah. I've seen that letter before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I am a former Houston Oilers fan. You know, the Seattle Sonics got the same letter. So it's just one of those things where I know that it calmed the fears of many, but to me, it set off a lot of red flags.
Yeah, and let's not forget this, too. Didn't the people of St. Louis get the same letter, too? And then the Rams took off to L.A.?
Exactly. Well, what else is he supposed to say? Is he really going to say, well, yeah, we'll kick the tires on Austin. You know, we're looking at them as a possibility. There's no way in the world that they would say that, because they have no place to land. There's no other place for them to go. But the moment that there is some place to go, that's when things get all crazy. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, he had to issue that letter out because Bexar County forced him to do so. Mm-hmm. He had to get that letter out and say what he said, because what else would he say? And, you know, just because they said that doesn't mean that we don't know if there's anything going on in the background. And I'm not trying to call him a liar or anything like that, but what I am saying is that we don't know the inner workings of the whole thing. And the fact of the matter is that the whole family does not control the Spurs. They're just the highest stakeholder. But they do not own more than half. And because of that, I'm still worried.
Man, you shot out of a cannon right here on Locked On Spurs. You just leapt in head first on this topic. Make sure to follow Mike on Twitter at MikeESPNSA. He'll talk to you more about his show, Halftime, which is a very, very fun show. Everybody should be tuning in. Again, he'll talk about that in a few minutes. But yeah, the arena. I think that is going to be the next big topic to hit the San Antonio residents, the community. You know, I joked in the last episode of Locked On Spurs saying, oh, if you think this topic was dividing about the Spurs playing games away from San Antonio, wait till they ask for a brand new arena and they ask the people of San Antonio to help foot the bill. I think that is going to explode bigger than what we just recently saw, Michael.
Yeah. So why wait for them to ask? Why not present some solutions to them is what I'm saying. You know, because, you know, that'll be a divided issue here in San Antonio. But the fact of the matter is that typically these things are paid for by tourists, or at least a good chunk of it is, with various additions to sales tax and whatnot when it comes to hotels and things like that. But, you know, when you look at it, the Spurs got rid of the Hemisphere Arena back in the day. Hemisphere Arena was only 27 years old when they got rid of it. Okay, and now this fall, the AT&T Center, or whatever it's going to be called in the future, turns 20. So there's only a 7-year difference between when we kicked the Hemisphere Arena to the curb compared to now. And these arenas don't manifest themselves overnight. You know, there is land that needs to be purchased. There is designs. There's an approval process when it comes to all this. It takes a long time to create something. You know, think about it like a movie. From the script to it going into the theaters takes years. And that's what needs to be done when it comes to this arena, is that if we want an arena for the Spurs in the year 2030, 2028, well, that land needs to be purchased now. Those designs need to be put in place now. It needs to be approved now. The funding needs to get going. And that's the whole process, because what I don't want is for 2032, when the lease ends for the Spurs at the AT&T Center, what I don't want is for us to have this debate then.
Right.
And we beg the Spurs to stay an extra year at the AT&T Center, when at that point it would already be, 30 years old?
Yeah, yeah, and again, you know, we know that is on the horizon. We know that is coming out. And look, if for some reason the city says, you know what, you're not going to foot the bill, you know, hey, look what they got. They got a nice fan base in Austin to move to with a brand new Moody Center that just recently opened up. Now, obviously, the Moody Center is not big enough seat capacity-wise for an NBA team right now, but I'm sure Austin, all that money out there, can make renovations. But as far as the AT&T Center is concerned, you know, if you go to it, I mean, you know, you've been there, I've been there, I think a lot of our listeners have been there too, Michael. It's not bad, you know, okay, it's not, you know, it's not Barclays Center, but it's not bad. For me, the issue is with the AT&T Center is where it's at. It's in the middle of nowhere on the east side of San Antonio, Michael.
Yeah, okay, so the game-watching experience is fine, okay? The 48 minutes of the game, that is perfectly fine. The seating, the capacity, all good, okay? The concourse and whatnot, concessions, I'm fine with, okay? It can be better, but it's actually not bad. The experience of the actual game itself is fine. But the actual experience of the entire evening gets wrecked by the fact that there's nothing else to do there and nowhere else to go. When the AT&T Center, or back then was called the SBC, when that was built, it was built with the intention of bringing business over there. And right now, it is a barn in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing to attract anybody to stay in that area. And, you know, I take a look. I've gone to Dallas Mavericks games. Mm-hmm. I've checked out the area where the crypto is in L.A., Houston, you know, where the Rockets play. I've been to New Orleans, where the Tropical Smoothie is, right? Mm-hmm. You go to all of these different places, and you can party before the game, check out the game, then go get dinner, maybe dance, listen to some music, get a band. All of this stuff around there. It's a party atmosphere, and the game is just a part of it. What do we have in San Antonio? We have rock and brews, and that is it.
Yeah, for those who
$12 beers.
Yeah, for those who don't. Yeah, for those who don't know, Rock and Brews is basically kind of a backyard experience slash, you know, a little bit of a bar experience at after each game at the AT&T Center. Basically, if you want to stay after the game, you could. There's a little section for you to party and drink it up, but. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. And again, for those who've never been to San Antonio or the AT&T Center, the AT&T Center is pretty much surrounded by a bunch of homes. That's it. A bunch of homes there. I think there's one industrial park across the street, but it's an industrial park. That's it. I mean, it's tough to get there. It's not anywhere close to downtown San Antonio. But Michael, I thought that's what the Alamo Dome was for, to, you know, home the Spurs there.
No, you can't house an NBA team inside of a dome. Name one other NBA team right now that plays in a dome. I can't think of one.
Yeah.
Okay, back in the day, the Pistons played in one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the NBA experience is for an arena. And, like, again, the AT&T Center is actually not a bad place to watch a game. So one of two things needs to happen. You either build a stadium or build an arena where civilization is, you know, where the businesses are and people can enjoy the experience. I mean, what's the nearest hotel to the AT&T
Good Lord.
Center?
I mean, I think it's a Knight's Inn, a Motel 6, something like that.
How inconvenient is it to watch the Spurs? And then on top of that, I got an Uber over there. Then if you're a tourist or even if you're just wanting to watch the game, you got an Uber there, Uber back, and there's nothing to do over there. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's a terrible experience. Because, again, you go to the game is fine. But I don't think that San Antonio residents or Spurs fans understand that that is not how it works elsewhere. Where it works elsewhere is you go to the game, then afterwards you grab something to eat nearby. You hang out. You pregame. You check things out. You go to the stores over there. There's high-end bars, high-end restaurants, high-end all things over there. And we're not used to that because we don't know that that's how it goes. But if you are a Spurs fan, go to a Mavericks game and see how they turn part of that into a nightclub at the end of the night. Go to a Rockets game and see that you could actually walk to a hotel room. Mm-hmm. You could actually walk to a nice restaurant. You could walk to a bar of all types. You know, there's hip-hop there. There's country right there. There's rock there. You know, go to L.A., which, by the way, is only about 1 mile from South Central L.A., right?
Mm-hmm.
Where there's a lot of gang activity. And guess what? They still have all those high-end restaurants and bars and whatnot right next to the facility. Mm-hmm. It needs to be an experience. And right now, you take a look at what the city of San Antonio did. What did the city of San Antonio do? They bought the cheapest land possible.
Yeah, you know? They did.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, and it was a lot of promises that were never kept. You know, by now it should have been everything that you're talking about around that neighborhood. It never happened. Remember the whole promises of hotels and eateries and restaurants and bars in that area of town? Never happened. Never happened. We are
it's
with
an absolute failure. Absolute failure of city and county leaders dating back 20 years.
We're talking with Michael Jimenez right here on Locked On Spurs, and he's on fire right now. He's on a soapbox talking about the Spurs and a future arena. But before we continue our chat about that, let's talk about BetOnline. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. You can find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season NFL futures. BetOnline is your continual source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, much, much more. They even have lines on whether or not Popovich will be back next season. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back with Michael Jimenez right here on Locked On Spurs, and he's ranting, he's raving, he's all about the Spurs need to get an arena, a new arena, right now. All right, Michael, let's talk about this then. What about just fixing up the arena? You know, adding more modern modifications to it, perhaps maybe opening up a bar or two on the on the grounds. I mean, I'm pretty sure Bexar County would be okay with that. Are you still adamant that the whole arena experience needs to be in downtown San Antonio?
Are you talking about putting lipstick on a pig? Come on.
Yes, I am. No. I am.
No. How about implode the Freeman Coliseum and put something there? Put some restaurant there. Put some condos there. Put something that will attract people to, you know, encourage business development over there, because it's just a barn. That's all it is. I mean, literally, the Coliseum and everything behind it is. It's a literal barn because of rodeo. But you know, it's not going to, the AT&T is not. No, nothing about that area of town is going to keep them there.
Yeah.
Because money does not want to go to the AT&T Center. There's no restaurants there. There's no bars there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you
it's
think
business, not postal.
Do you think in the future an arena could be somewhere in between San Antonio and Austin? Do you think that's a viable option?
You know what? I hear everybody say that, and that is not going to happen. It is not going to be in New Braunfels. It is not going to be in San Marcos. It is not going to be in Buda. The Spurs will either play in San Antonio or Austin, because it is impossible to get to New Braunfels, San Marcos, or Buda from San Antonio or from Austin to get there in time for a 7:30 tip-off. Are we suddenly going
to
get to 9 o'clock?
And not to mention, too, the fact that – well, I don't know. I mean, probably not. But not to mention the fact of how tough it is just to get to the AT&T Center at times. Imagine now going outside of San Antonio. That is something to consider. and you brought up a good point talking about how the Spurs, I mean, the city, you know, needs to already start working with San Antonio Spurs to get an arena going. What is Jimenez's dream location for the Spurs? Obviously, he's downtown, but do you have anything in mind? What is your solution to this?
You know, think of, you know, someone proposed to me on Twitter the idea of where the Institute of Texan Cultures is and somehow connected to the convention center for parking purposes or whatnot. I don't know if that's viable or if it's large enough of a space, but that gets you closer to the hotels. It gets you closer to the Alamo Dome and the Riverwalk and stuff like that. And it's easily accessible by 7, right? Another one is La Cantera, you know, going towards where the Spurs facility is going to be, the practice facility and whatnot that they're breaking ground on. Is there enough space out there? I know that there's golf courses out there, you know, so is there enough space out there to attract or to be able to build a stadium there? Lastly, another place, if you want to get it closer to Austin, but still be part of the San Antonio area, I'm thinking that whole area around Retama Park.
Okay.
So it's San Antonio area, San Antonio-ish. What is that, Live Oak? Is that Sola, that area? You know, in that area where it's a San Antonio suburb, but at least it's on 35, so that if there is a need for people or desire for people from Austin to come watch the Spurs, at least they don't have to meander through the city. They can jump in and jump out.
Right.
The problem with that area is over there, at least with La Cantera, you're close to Fiesta Texas and relatively close to SeaWorld, and there's a lot of hotels, and there's obviously a lot of what's it called?
And close to where you live too, so that'd be pretty convenient as well. It'd be close to you where you live. Yeah, it'd be very convenient for you. But yeah, I mean, look, this is in my opinion, I think this is going to be the next big topic among the community and Spurs fans is a new arena. We know it's coming. We know it's coming. I think the first step is going to be the Spurs asking for help footing the bill for renovations. But ultimately, I think it'll come down to a brand new arena. Where it's going to be, that's going to be a huge debate. And I think you're right. I think where the AT&T Center is at currently is just a bad, bad, bad spot. And you look around that area too, Michael, there's a lot of space. Like the AT&T Center is like plopped in the middle of just parking lots, basically, right? I mean, that's all it is.
Right. And I mean, keep in mind, I mean, the problem that you have with it is that I would go on to say that probably 95% of the people that are at the AT&T Center to actually watch the games are not coming from that side of town. You know, we have to travel to go there. And, you know, go into a Spurs game, it's a pretty penny, man, even if you're having the cheapest seats, you know. And unfortunately, you know, I hate to talk about socioeconomic stuff as well, but that's not where the fans are coming from that are at the actual game. So you gotta build it where the fans are. And where is the money in San Antonio? The money in San Antonio is on the north side. It's on the northwest side. It's in other areas of town. Now, if you're not going to go where the money is, at least put it where the tourists are. And that's that's the middle part of the city, closer to downtown. But putting it on the east side was not the wisest of moves.
I can tell you from experience, you know, going to Nets games out in New York City for the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, you step out of that arena and it's just like, all right, it's showtime, you know. Pick a spot. Where do you want to go? It's thriving. It's bustling. It's everything. You want to go shopping? There's a mall across the street. You want to have drinks? It's peppered with bars everywhere. Same thing with MSG, Madison Square Garden. You're in the heart of New York City. You're in the heart of Manhattan. You know, what was there to lose?
If San Antonio wants to stop being looked at as a small market, it needs to stop acting like a small market.
Oof. It's you, Jimenez, man. Jimenez was so fired up about this topic. He's in his car right now driving. He had to get it off his chest. everybody right now. And if you're hearing his audio, sounds like he's driving. That's what's going on. Hey, we're going to wrap up this topic with Michael Jimenez in just a few seconds, but this episode was brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Don't go into those long lines at your local auto parts store. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket on your cell phone. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website today. Find the solution to your auto part needs, and they have everything you could need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you go there, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. All right, let's wrap up our chat with Michael Jimenez with San Antonio Sports Stars Halftime. He'll tell you everything about his show in just a few seconds. Your final thoughts on this topic, because I think some of the younger Spurs fans are about to get this experience about the team looking for a new arena. You and I, we've been through it. Remember how hotly debated it was back in the day before when it was all the SBC Center. It was dividing. I remember it was very like, where are we going to put it? Who's going to foot the bill? And all the empty promises that were never fulfilled. Michael, do the younger Spurs fans, do they got a brace for something similar? Or do you think this will be a very easy transition to a new arena in San Antonio?
No, man, there's a segment of society who is forever against anything that is progress related or cost them an extra penny for whatever they make. There are people who are against bond proposals for schools, for crying out loud. Think about that. There are people who vote against the building of schools. There are people who vote against hospitals being built. There are people who vote against roads being fixed because they don't want their taxes to go up by a penny. It will obviously be a battle, but that is where you try to get a collaborative between public and private financing, part of it possibly from the team itself.
Yeah, Michael Hill.
It is going to be a battle, because, and I understand part of the argument where they're saying, where people will say, why would we give billionaires a place to work, a place to do things? But that's how things work, man. How do you think Austin attracts, communications companies and the Dells of the world and whatnot? It's not because they have Sixth Street. It's because they offer them incentives to be there. You got to pay to play. Mm-hmm. And it's going to cost, the people that are going to foot the bill, I mean, a lot of it's going to be done by tourists, because that's what foots the bill of all things that we built.
Yeah.
When it comes to sports and whatnot. But there will always be a segment of society who will be like, well, just let them go. They already priced out the average working guy. Well, what? Even the average working guy can't go to the AT&T Center or can't go to whatever the new arena would be called. That doesn't mean that guy wouldn't watch them on TV, right? So because of that, I look at it. Can you imagine a city, San Antonio, seventh largest city in the country? Can you imagine us having zero professional sports?
Yeah, that'd be bad.
I mean, we may as well be Midland, Odessa, San Angelo. We may as well be other parts of Texas that are really, to be honest with you, irrelevant when it comes to the landscape of big cities. It would be an embarrassment to this city to lose the Spurs. And I'm sorry that Peter J. Holletter did nothing for me. Absolutely nothing.
Well, I know you have a lot to talk about that still on your show Halftime, but before I let you go, Michael, I have some issues with you too. I do. I gotta get this off my chest. So look, there's something that's very near and dear to me, and that is the Star Wars franchise. I found out, and I'm assuming you meaning the 1977 movie, that you gave Star Wars A New Hope a B minus. Is that true or is that a B? You did not give it at least an A?
No, I gave it a B minus. I mean, they
I flipped tables when I saw that.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing, man.
It's sacred to me.
The first Star Wars movie I ever watched was the one with Jar Jar. Okay, so that was my...
Well, then it should have boosted it up for you then when you watched A New Hope.
I mean, you know, I have seen... How many have there been? There have been like...
If we're talking about movies, nine total.
Okay. So I have now seen four. Okay. And The Empire Strikes Back was the best of the four that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Return of the Jedi was fine. I don't know, man. I just thought the original Star Wars was kind of hokey. I'm sure it was brilliant back in the day.
And that's where I
watch it with those eyes.
And that's where I'm driving at, because you got to give it. I mean, for a 77 movie with 1977 technology, you know, it did pretty well. I mean, in that aspect, you know, all things considered, now with CGI and computers and whatnot. You know, things look amazing compared to a 77 movie. And I guess it's hard for you because I watched it in 1977 in the theaters, man. I remember going.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's a movie about a guy who's in love with his sister, right? Is that?
I don't think the George Lucas didn't think that ahead when he put it first in. I don't think he thought that far ahead. Yeah. The kissing scene in Empire Strikes Back was very cringy, but but no. Jimenez gives a lot more movie reviews. What do you got cooked up for halftime as far as movie reviews? Just what is going on with your show Halftime or at San Antonio Sports Star?
Yeah, so Halftime comes out from 12 to 2. I might have been fired up today, but honestly, and you can attest to this, typically I'm a very lighthearted, fun show.
Yeah, you are, man. You were just fired. Yeah, you're fired up today on Los.
Yeah, so sports and pop culture and nostalgic things. And, you know, so Wednesdays I do a nostalgic movie review because I didn't watch a lot of movies growing up. So I tend to watch movies that everyone has seen except for me. You know, people are asking me to dive into the 90s. Carlito's Way is one that people are asking me to do. Yeah. People want me to do some gangster movies, maybe The Departed, something like that. I did Raising Arizona this week. Gave that one a B, a regular B. But the show's fun. I have Carolina Teague on with me on Tuesdays, Rudy J on Wednesdays. Pledger's with me a day or two out of the week, and then I fly solo a day or two. It's just a fun time. And, you know, I think differently than most others when it comes to sports and pop culture and whatnot. And one thing is that none of it's contrived, man. It just is what it is. So, hey, Jeff, someone asked me the other day or reached out to me and said, you know, I know you think this through and you try to rile people up and all of this different stuff. And what's funny about it is that I think people give me too much credit thinking that I'm smarter than what I actually am. I am not that smart sometimes. Yeah. I go on a rant, I didn't write the rant. Sometimes I just start getting pissed off and I happen to have a microphone in front of me and I just keep going.
Yeah, that you do.
Future movie reviews will include some 90s gangster classics and possibly at the end of summer, Transformers 1986.
That's on the ban list. Don't do it.
What? Spurs Twitter has been giving me crap ever since DeJounte Murray banned me on Twitter. So, you know, I might need to go back on that promise.
I you can't do that, man. I'm begging you. Don't do it. For your own safety, don't do it.
I've already seen half of it, man.
Oh, no. Hey, okay. What do you think about the music, though, in that movie? It's pretty cheesy and hokey 80s, isn't it?
Oh, no. It's going to get points added, bonus points for the
music. I'm dreading the point where I think you may bail on it. I'll give you a heads up. There's a musical number in it. Beware.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's when you might bail. You might bail. You know what? No, screw this.
It's already better than Warriors. It's already better than Big Trouble in Little China, because those movies that y'all recommended to me sucked bad.
He is Michael Jimenez. Make sure to listen to him on Halftime over at San Antonio Sports Star. Follow him on Twitter at MikeESPN. Subscribe to Lockdown Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, now on YouTube. Again, we got to keep it a little short because Jimenez has to get ready for his show, Halftime, which is about to start. Well, probably started by the time you're listening to this show. So you want to put a pause on this show and then check out Jimenez as he does his thing over there at San Antonio Sports Star. Michael, always a pleasure to have you on. You know you have an open invite anytime you want to rant like you did today. And boy, did you get on your soapbox today on Los, man. Woo, you came out of the – usually we have a little fun to start the show. Man, you just shot out of a cannon. Like, boom, I want to get into this. So, again, he is Michael Jimenez. Again, follow him on Twitter at MikeESPNSA. So, for Michael Jimenez, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.